Hello, and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Christine Cooley with the USDA Farm Service Agency. All right, Christina, I know it's been very busy for you folks because of what's been happening with the weather and the drought conditions here. But, I mean, just how bad is it? I mean, we're hearing folks talk about it. You hear neighbors say, hey, man, we could use some rain. I'm like, well, think about the farmers and what they're going through. But what are you seeing? What are you hearing from local farmers as far as this drought?
It's pretty severe, Dave, especially in southeast and northeast Ohio. We've seen and heard from our local farmers that they've been feeding hay from early June, and that's a significant loss because typically our farming community, from a hay perspective, they're able to collect hay first cutting, second cutting, in some cases third or fourth, depending on how the season goes. So this year, to only have a first cutting hay and then they're turning around and then having to feed that out, that's a significant loss, and a loss that they're going into winter without having forage for their livestock in many cases. In other cases, we're seeing in southeast and northeast Ohio too, the severity of water loss. You know, a lot of these farms, for many years, even through other drier seasons or droughts, they've had water available for them. Now we're hearing for the first time, many of their springs, their wells, they're drying up. So now individuals are needing to find additional water resources to be able to haul back to their livestock or move their livestock to another area that still has water available. And we're also looking at, and we're hearing from other farmers that are not just livestock growers, from your typical row crop, which are typically growing corn and soybeans. You very well know yourself that typically the growing season is starting to slow down now, but in many cases, the individuals that are farming on beans or corn, they're already starting to harvest. And a lot of the crops that they're finding are a little less yield is what we're hearing right now. So when everybody gets everything done, we're going to be taking a look at kind of what the growing season has provided to those individuals, and looking at from a yield perspective, you know, is there a reduction, whether or not that's in their beans, their hay, their other forages that they're providing out to their animals or selling or storing throughout this winter.
You know, Christina, we are hearing, you know, sometimes we'll hear drought, then we'll hear severe conditions, and then extreme. Can you maybe explain the difference for folks? Because a lot of people will say, well, wait a minute, we haven't had any rain for X amount of weeks. I think it's severe, but maybe not as bad as other parts. You keep saying about like southeast and northeast Ohio. There are, you know, different grades for the droughts, correct?
There are. So there is, if your viewers haven't had an opportunity to go to a website, there's one called the U.S. Drought Monitor. And each week, that drought monitor is essentially updated every Thursday morning. And it provides essentially nationwide data down to the county level on how the severity of the drought is. And for many cases, that drought monitor is exactly what we use for our programming. So when you're looking at the drought monitor, you're going to see that they have an area where it's considered D0, which would be like abnormally drought, to D2, D3, D4 stages. And these stages are the severity of the drought as it continues. And here in Ohio, you know, we are seeing now for the first time D3 and D4 drought statuses, which is an exceptional drought. And in what we're hearing from our friends at Ohio State University Extension Service, when we reach the D4 status, that's a drought that perhaps is a generational drought, one that we see every 50 to 100 years.
Okay, Christina, so I know it seems like we're hearing these different designations. So kind of boil this down then. When a county is designated, as Licking County was now, as a primary natural disaster area, what does that mean for farmers and folks who are impacted? What do they need to know about that designation?
So that's a great point, Dave. One of the things that this automatically opens up is something called FSA's Emergency Loan Program. So producers and counties with a primary contiguous disaster designation may be eligible for our low-interest emergency loans to help them recover from production and physical losses. Loans that can help producers replace essential property, purchase inputs like livestock, equipment, feed and seed, or cover family living expenses or finance farm-related debts and other needs. Now, I will have to say with the D2 and D3 status, this also opens up other programs that FSA has that's not necessarily a loan. We have things, other programs such as the Livestock Forage Disaster Program is available for our producers that essentially are livestock growers. And this helps those individuals that are running short on pasture or grazing land right now to be eligible for a essentially a payment back to them from the USDA Farm Service Agency while they're going through and suffering the grazing loss of the drought. Now, one thing they'll have to do is submit an acreage report to the FSA, to their local FSA, for all the grazing land for which a grazing loss is being claimed. Now, in addition to that, you heard me mention earlier about perhaps livestock producers needing to haul water or moving water or moving livestock to another area that has water, or perhaps even hauling feed into that livestock. We have a program called the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program. And what that essentially does is it provides compensation for above normal costs of hauling water and feed to livestock, as well as transporting that livestock to forage or grazing acres. And what we're going to need is individuals that are impacted by this, they're going to want to complete a notice of loss, and to receive that payment, we're going to need for them to provide us some receipts, some information that shows that they are hauling that water or the mileage that they're doing, and we need them to complete an application and to talk to their local FSA office about what their losses that they're experiencing right now. Now, for those that are essentially specialty crop growers, we have a program out there that's an insurance program, just like crop insurance. And for those that are that do have that insurance, we do cover for loss due to the drought because perhaps some of their vegetables are unable to be harvested or they've seen a reduced yield. They want to go into their FSA office and talk about what that is and perhaps file a loss claim with our FSA office. Now, in addition to that, we also have what's called a tree assistance program, and that's for our eligible orchards and nursery tree growers, but it could also be for grapevines, grape growers, I should say, or those that have things like bushes or blueberries, for example. And this drought can be impactful to those industries just as much. So if they are noticing a reduction in yield or possibly the individual plant is dying or part of it is at a loss, maybe it's time to talk to your local FSA office about the tree assistance program as well. Now, addition to that, Dave, if I could,
sure.
For those that may be struggling with springs that are running dry, we have something called the Emergency Conservation Program. And what it does is it assists landowners with financial and technical assistance to help implement emergency water conservation measures. So those springs that are going dry, in the past, when we've had droughts before, this is a program that may not necessarily help you today, but it'll help you for when you go through the drought the next time. Being able to put in additional springs, we have helped many times in the past throughout the state provide additional water resources for those individuals to help mitigate that loss that they're experiencing now. And we don't know how long the drought will continue, but from a business perspective, something that would be more of a peace of mind. So if there are producers out there that are experiencing a water loss, perhaps it's time to go into your local FSA office and ask about the emergency conservation program.
Yeah, you know, Christina, that's a lot of information. So two things real quick. When, you know, do people have to apply for this? Is there a deadline to apply? And, you know, again, where can they get this information readily accessible? Is there a website they can go to? What would you suggest folks who are listening to this? How can they get this information?
So one of the fastest ways that an individual can learn a little bit more about the FSA is essentially we have a farm service agency in every county here in Ohio. And one of the quickest ways that you can find that is just doing a Google search for your local USDA farm service agency, and the contact information will come up. You're more than welcome to visit us on our own website at www.fsa.usda.gov/OH for the Ohio Farm Service Agency, where you'll have also a link to all of our county offices as well as the information about our drought and our other programs. And I'll have to say, Dave, if there are viewers that have never graced a USDA service center before, one of the things that they'll want to do if they are interested in any of our programs is simply calling the office, talking to our staff about what they're experiencing right now on their farm, and setting up an appointment with our staff today. We are starting to see an influx of new farmers that have never taken advantage of any of the USDA FSA programs prior, and this is having us take a step back to set up a lot of farm records and customer records with each individual, which does take a few extra minutes to go through. So for those folks, please understand that we are setting a lot of appointments, but that's because we want to sit down with you to talk about your operation to set this up correctly.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank our guest today, Christine Cooley with the USDA Farm Service Agency. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.